Hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons. David Ray's not here. And if he doesn't show up, I'm going to have to do a short podcast. So I'm going to go ahead and do Ron Paul and wait for David. Hang tight.
Andrew's book. Ron Paul. There you are.
Ron Paul with your weekly update for Monday, October 9th. President Trump and the Congressional Republican leadership recently unveiled a tax reform framework. The framework has a number of provisions that will lower taxes on middle-class Americans. For example, the framework doubles the standard deduction and increases the child care tax credit. It also eliminates the alternative minimum tax. Created in the 1960s, the AMT was designed to ensure the wealthy did not use loopholes to get out of paying taxes. Today, the AMT is mostly a means to increase taxes on the middle class. The framework also eliminates the death tax, thus enabling family-owned small businesses and farms to remain family-owned. It also helps the economy by lowering the corporate tax rate to 20%, reducing taxes on small businesses. The plan adopts the territorial tax system, which means U.S. companies would only pay taxes on profits earned in the United States. However, the framework is far from a total victory for liberty. Concerns have been raised that depending on what income levels are assigned to what tax brackets, the plan could increase taxes on many middle and lower income Americans. This is largely due to the framework's elimination of most tax deductions. The framework also contains a stealth tax increase imposed via Change Consumer Price Index. Supporters of Change Price Index claim the government is currently overstating inflation. The truth is exactly the opposite. Government statistics are manipulated to understate inflation. Change CPI enhances the government's ability to lie about inflation. One way it does so is by claiming that inflation does not lower our standard of living if we can substitute cheaper goods for goods made unaffordable by the inflation. So inflation does not harm you if you can't afford a steak dinner as long as you can still buy a cheeseburger. Change CPI allows the government to take maximum advantage of bracket creep, where individuals are pushed into higher tax bracket not because they are actually earning more money, but because inflation creates the illusion they are wealthier. In fact, by decreasing their purchasing power, inflation makes more people poorer. The inflation tax thus raises taxes on declining incomes. It is hidden and regressive, making it the most insidious of all taxes. Most of the framework's problems stem from Congress's continued refusal to offset tax cuts with spending cuts. Instead, Congress continues to increase spending, with the only real debate over whether the government should spend more on welfare or warfare. While all supporters of individual liberties and sound economics should support tax cuts, the Republican failure to cut spending means that their tax plan will do little to increase liberty or prosperity. Instead of increasing debt, eliminating deductions, and relying on the inflation tax to pay for the tax cuts, Congress should cut $2 in spending on the military-industrial complex and other forms of corporate welfare for every dollar in tax cuts. Cutting both taxes and spending is the only way to protect prosperity and liberty. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website at www.ronpaulinstitute.org and on my Facebook page. Thanks.
To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm kind of at a loss right now because David's not here. Where the heck is David? I don't know. I sent him reminders, but he obviously forgot anyways. So, I already did my prelude to the podcast earlier. And I'm sitting in line to unload here at the well. And so I'm not going to be able to stay on here too much longer. So, I guess I'm going to let you guys go for now. And let David start the podcast again if he shows up. I'm kind of on the spot because I'm in a truck with somebody else who's training me. And I don't really know what to talk about except for what Ron Paul just talked about, which I don't really know what to say about that. So, we'll bid you good night. Hopefully David calls in and does his deal. And till next time, at TheMintedDungeonsAndDragons.com. All right, bye.